Just as summer is beginning to heat up, a Texas County man is in custody for leaving an infant inside a hot truck. Rustin Miller faces multiple charges of child abuse, according to investigators. Miller's story is that he left the one-year-old girl in the truck by mistake on June 17th from 8 a.m. till 11 a.m. That's when Miller took the baby to Texas County Memorial Hospital, where doctors informed him that the baby's temperature was 107, then placed her on a ventilator. She survived. According to Miller, he forgot to drop the child off at the babysitter. If you do business at Evolve Bank and Trust, they want you to be aware of a cybersecurity breach, and some of your information may have been compromised. Those who believe they are the victim of identity theft or fraud can file a report with the Federal Trade Commission by calling 1-877-ID-THEFT. That's 1-877-438-4338, or visit identitytheft.gov. Four improvised explosive devices were found in Marion County on Thursday. The Sheriff's Department deployed bomb technicians to a barn on County Road 165 to investigate. The Arkansas State Police and Bentonville Police Department were also on hand. Procedures were followed to render the devices inactive. Four Missouri prison guards were charged Friday with murder and a fifth with involuntary manslaughter in the December death of an inmate who was pepper sprayed, had his face covered with a mask, and was left in a position causing him to suffocate while in custody at a correctional facility. A group of guards making up the Department of Corrections Emergency Response Team was sweeping one of the housing units for contraband on December 8th of last year when 38-year-old Othel Moore Jr. was pepper sprayed twice, then put in a spit hood, leg wrap, and restraint chair, according to a news release from the Cole County Prosecuting Attorney's Office. Moore was then moved to a separate housing unit where he was left in the hood and chair for 30 minutes. Thompson said multiple people heard him saying he couldn't breathe. Moore was eventually taken to a hospital wing and was pronounced dead. Thompson said the medical examiner ruled Moore's cause of death was from positional asphyxiation. MoDOT is suspending road projects for the Independence Day holiday. According to AAA, more than 60 million travelers are expected to hit the roads, driving 50 miles or more for the holiday. As more people are expected to load up in their cars, MoDOT is encouraging safety above all else, though there is some good news. The construction zones, according to MoDOT, will be less hectic. Starting in the evening of Wednesday, July 3rd, work in those zones will cease and will resume on Friday, July 5th.